Elite dungeons? The term was familiar to Jason. In gaming culture, it meant battles that were harder, sometimes exponentially harder than regular challenges for players, but usually offering better loot.
Yes, it's how I knew this would be the place. Dalos is obviously trying to set me up. He wouldn't have put a music device anywhere that your group could handle on its own, or you could have just teleported in to get it for me. He was trying to force my hand. Plus, I believe this dungeon was just reworked a few years ago. It means I wouldn't be able to give you any meaningful data. As far as I know, no adventurers have bested this place for over 1,000 years. Most adventurers would die before even getting to the front door of this place.
Jason shook his head.
What? That's enough. I'm not sure what this location's new defenses are. Try to be as quiet as you can.
Jason whispered. Can't you just do something from here? You have that beam you showed me before.
Really?
Keita blinked.
I want an item inside, and you can benefit from what we find as well. What would I be accomplishing by probably destroying everything, including the items we seek?
Yeah. That makes sense, Jason responded lamely.
Fine. Follow me closely. Pay attention.
Keita floated to the ground and began slowly walking toward the mountain. Jason cautiously followed. He had no idea what to expect and kept a hand on his sword hilt. He also mentally prepared to throw up a null-time shield. He still wasn't entirely sure how powerful Keita really was or how dangerous this dungeon could be, but he wasn't taking any chances. Suddenly, the Areva woman held out a hand.
Stop here! Actually, wait a moment.
Keita took a couple steps towards Jason, reached up, and slapped him on the side of the head.
Ow! What was that for?
Jason was tired of being confused and getting such cryptic information from the ancient little woman. The side of his face stung, too.
Why the hell did you just hit me? Now you'll be able to hear my voice if I need to talk to you. Teleport back as far as you can while still seeing me so I can keep an eye on you in turn. I'm not sure what other dangers are around here. I'll let you know when to meet up with me again.
Jason scowled, but he had no way to test the accuracy of what she had just said. Either way, it wasn't like he could do anything about it. He sucked up his pride and did as the High Priestess had instructed, teleporting about 1/2 mile back to a handy outcropping of rock he'd seen. As he stood staring at Keita in the distance, he decided to try one of his new abilities he'd been practicing. With a small flex of his magic, he bypassed the distance to Keita so he could watch her as if he were only 20 feet away. He didn't use this technique very often because it could be so disconcerting to see two perspectives at once. The effect was not at all like using a telescope. It seemed as if he were actually there near Keita, but also seeing his normal view from where he was standing. It took concentration to maintain the effect and not get a headache. He figured he should probably just trust Keita. She was acting like something big was going to happen any minute, so Jason also slowed down his perception of time. He hadn't felt any danger yet, but he knew from his time on Ludus that shit could go sideways at the drop of a hat. With no warning, the dungeon itself seemed to attack Keita. In a split second, shimmering shields of energy appeared around the demigoddess, her hand held out before her. The shields barely formed in time to turn aside the barrage of destruction from several origin points on the mountain, the projectiles slamming into the barriers and glancing off to drive deep, smoking furrows into the ground. Keita seemed to glide to the side and her other hand flicked out, sparks dancing from her fingers and shooting out in several directions, resulting in muted explosions on the mountainside. As Jason watched Keita using her power, he began hearing music in his head just like he had when she'd shot a beam into the sky over 1 month before. Another barrage of fire lanced out, but was stopped by Keija's shields. She flicked her hand and more explosive sparks lashed out. Torn ground extended in 2 long furrows to either side of the Areva demigoddess. A small clump of grass had caught on fire. Trees were shattered, their entire trunks reduced to splinters. On the mountainside, the explosion from one of Keija's attacks started a landslide that Jason could feel through his feet. The violence that the High Priestess had casually unleashed in a few seconds was astounding. Without warning, Jason heard Keija's voice say,
Yes, I know you've never seen anything like that before, but try to pay attention. Now that I've destroyed the automated defenses, there will probably be something else out here with us.